Vincent, how you doing?
Hey, Ethan, how are you?
Doing fantastic.
I jumped in here because you're all alone. I'm guessing you're probably waiting for a meeting as well. I'm just waiting for our network meeting.
Yeah, I host my own regional meetings at 8 o'clock every Sunday. Hey, Ethan, how you doing? Hello?
We can see that your mic is turning out, but we don't hear anything from you.
Yeah.
But I guess it's going to be found out now and not in the meeting.
Well, that's good that you found it now. You might have to play with your audio settings.
Bang.
Oh, I can hear you.
Yeah, for some reason my mic was muted.
Ah.
But I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. I just did, I think like eight locations.
What, stickering?
Yeah, I have no more stickers.
I have a small, I have a very, very small batch of stickers. A couple of them that we got yesterday during our banner thing of bootlegs. And then I have exactly 4 of the same sticker. And I haven't put them up because I want to get a variety. I always feel weird when it's exactly the same stickers. Like, it's not going to make a very good post.
Yeah. All I had left was QR codes, which is my least favorite type of sticker to use. I prefer to double QR codes up with something else, or go directly into enemy territory and find the anti-Patriot Front stickers that dot the landscape. Put them right underneath. I love free advertising. But now I've just got flyers, which is fine because I like to staple those to poles. And stencils, obviously.
Yeah, we had a good little stencil session last night.
Ooh. I'm going to have a good stencil session next weekend up in Northern Oregon. If any of you guys are interested in coming down to Portland. No, it's kind of a far drive.
I'm going to be at the hike, but I would be interested in the future. I'm looking for an excuse to come down.
Ooh, tell Thomas I said hi.
Yeah, I'd be down sometime. I'm probably going to just take it easy next weekend, just hang out at the house.
That's understandable. I'm going to try and force Don to come, since he's literally going to be across the bridge from me.
Right.
Well, maybe I can get Jack to come. Hey, Tyler, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Alexander? I'm doing all right, man. How are you?
Doing good. Just finished a bunch of sticker runs.
Oh, cool. I guess, well, guys, we better go down to meeting room 1.
Cool. Yep. Yeah.
I'll catch you later, Alexander.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll jump down there in just a second. I was actually talking with Clark about, because Clark wants one of my banners to bring down. Because he's in between where I am and where you are. So he was talking about taking one of our banners and bringing it down there.
Yeah.
And I probably won't be able to get it to him before this weekend. But if anything is going on next weekend, I told him I could bring it down or...
Well, I have a banner that I'm bringing up, so I might see if he's available next weekend. He mentioned the week after that, or the weekend after that. But if you guys do a banner drop then, just make sure to include Leo. He doesn't have transportation at the moment, so I really want to make sure he's getting out there.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. I'm going to jump out of the meeting. I'll talk to you later.
What's up, guys? You guys hear me okay?
Yep.
Sweet. A couple guys, where are they at? Spam the chat, guys. Blow it up.
David won't be coming, so.
Why?
It says in the mumble or the rocket chat that he won't be able to attend the meeting tonight. He said it at 5:30.
Maybe he's ashamed he missed out on all the activism we did. He was like sending me a big paragraph like, oh, I'm so sorry, I messed up. Oh, and I told him it's like whatever. He's like, it's not whatever, I messed up. You need to punish me. But I just gave him a warning. You know, he always attends stuff and he's always reliable, so.
I always consider writing an essay punishment, so maybe that counts then.
We need to write an essay and network it to everyone in there. Why we do what we do. I don't know.
Just tell him 500 push-ups and go for a 5-mile walk. There you go.
I considered making it a physical thing, but I just told him just don't miss the next one. Then I'll have to bust something out.
That was always the punishment in wrestling.
Yeah. I caved. I'm drinking a mass gainer protein shake.
What are the ingredients in that?
Lead, aluminum, soy, estrogen, protein.
Nice.
Maltodextrin.
I don't know. I'll send you it. It doesn't have soy in it, but it says it may have been made in a facility that has lead. But
juice is just sugar and protein.
Is it Optimum Nutrition?
Yeah, it's got like 19 different minerals and vitamins and stuff in it too.
You're talking about the brand.
I don't know, I'd have to go look at it. I don't feel like getting out of my chair. I just did some squats. I'm grounded now.
I did some squats too. Feeling really good.
You know what the best mass gainer is?
What?
Steak.
Not really. You need fats. You need rice. You need carbs.
You don't need carbs, but carbs help for sure. There's no such thing as an essential carbohydrate, John. You can literally live without them.
George Washington is typing. I'll get him in here and argue with you. Well, people lose weight when they eat only protein.
Yeah, I didn't say only
protein. Like, the carnivore diet, like steak, will just, like, make you lose hella weight.
That's not true.
Yeah, people keep doing the carnivore diet and losing weight.
If they eat lean meats and retarded shit like yeah, like that, yeah, they might lose weight. I didn't say just eat protein.
So, like, what do you recommend? Like, steak that has lots of fat?
Depending on what your goals are, generally, yeah, you should get a good cut, like a ribeye or something with adequate amount of fat. For you gaining weight, though, you should definitely be eating carbohydrates. Rice, potatoes, eat all you can.
I just made the best chicken fettuccine I've made yet.
Because usually I'm lazy and I don't, like, I'll skip an ingredient or I'll fuck up the noodles, something dumb. Everything was perfect. Chicken could have been done just a little bit better, but, like, I killed it. It was just as good as the fettuccine we had at the restaurant. It's not better. It really helps when you buy, like, the $8 slices of fancy cheese and then use those for cooking instead of, like, just regular shredded cheese or something.
Hey, what's going on?
Why are you 10 minutes late?
Because I'm eating dinner with my family.
Based? Speaking of based, where's Jack?
I am missing dinner. Andrew, Oregon, you are not Network 8. Bye.
Jack has a wedding, doesn't he?
No.
I don't think so. I'm not bugging.
He did yesterday. Maybe it's still ongoing.
The rehearsal was yesterday, but I think he said that.
Oh.
The rehearsal was yesterday, so does that mean the real thing is today? No.
That's as much as I know. It sounded like he was able to make the banner drops because the wedding was on Sunday. It was what I thought it was.
No, he had to be back by like noon for something.
All right, so what are we talking about? And I would appreciate it if I could get what we're trying to talk about out of the way so I can continue eating, please.
Well, these meetings take about a half hour to an hour. On a Sunday night, you should try and eat a little earlier with your folks. I am missing out on dinner. They are having steak and lobster, and I am having a protein shake.
I'm having
a mumble meeting.
Goulash.
I just eat in my room. When I was like, when I turned 16, I just started like being in my room and not eating with my family. I got to make this spreadsheet, but everyone, my knowledge, was in the green for this week for completing an action. Great work, guys.
It was a pleasure.
That's counting solo activism as well. I believe everyone also did a sticker run. Because we did a group sticker run, but that counts as everyone's individual one. Sort of. So that was pretty solid. Other than a little logistical meetup time in the morning. I'd say this weekend's last activism was pretty good. We could have had something more solidly planned in the evening. I kind of had a plan, and then I went and scouted the area, and a homeless person colonized the mural that I wanted us to stencil, which we all could have easily done. I mean, you saw how we did the wall under the bridge. Except if I'm doing a mural, I don't think I'm going to use those big banner stencils. I think those are just too much to fuck with. I think just the URL and maybe a couple of guys with 3D stencils going at it would be really good. But as for whiting out the wall, we did that in, 5 seconds? 5 seconds, and that wall was done with five people, with just one can per person, not double fisting, which I think double fisting might just... I don't think it'll probably work as efficiently as you just do one spray. The thing is so wide. So if we were to go do a mural or something, that mural was smaller than the wall, you know, the mural I was looking at. So we would definitely make quick work of it. probably going to find us some sort of low-key metro areas like tunnels in Seattle and stuff where we can do some more stencil work and everyone can get more acclimated with paint. But anyhow, I think this this weekend could have been better. Does anyone have any input on the activism we did throughout the day? Anything that went really well? Anything that could have gone better?
I think the metal grommet, whatever the idea you had, metal zip ties, is a really solid idea. I think what we could do is find some sort of way to, I don't know, make the banners more secure. I don't know. Maybe add an investment in some thin, sheets of metal that we can epoxy onto the banners and, find something stronger to tie them to the overpass with. And then it would be really hard for anybody to cut them off. Because if we just use metal bag ties or grommets, somebody could just cut the actual banner off from the zip tie. So if we found some sort of way to make the actual part that is fastened onto unreachable or, more secure, then they would be up for way longer.
Maybe. But I know networks have tried all kinds of shit in the past. This organization is 3 years old. People have brainstormed everything they come up with. Bike locks, chains, all kinds of shit. A metal sheet, putting a banner on a metal sheet. Is that what you said?
Yeah, so what you could do is take two different, very thin pieces of metal and, epoxy them onto the actual banner with, or resin or something, so they're nice and strong on there. And then, it's, strong enough to where they can't cut it. They can't cut the actual banner off from the overpass, but it's also light enough and thin enough to where it's easy to move around. It would definitely make it harder to actually transport them because, you can't fold metal, but it would mean that it's much more secure. Padlocks or something like that and sheet metal would make them basically impossible to take off.
What does everyone else think of that idea?
Sounds complicated.
I can do all the metal fab. I can fabricate all of the metal pieces myself. That's something that I have the capability of doing. I know I'm out of the way, but if that's something that we want to go forward with, I have all the equipment and, ability to do that.
However, we're talking fabric unless the whole fucking thing is metal.
What do you mean? The rest of the banners, hanging down. They'd have to try to pull it all the way up. And even then, they'd have a hard time removing. They'd have to cut the entire banner off, and then they'd just have to leave the metal piece hanging there still. They'd have to try to cut the banner in half.
That's what I'm saying. You just yank it up, and then just fucking take a razor knife and slice it right apart.
Yeah.
Not really comfortable with the idea of putting sheet metal over a freeway, though.
Right, yeah. That was another thing. I wouldn't have suggested if I didn't believe that it would be strong enough to hold on. You take resin or epoxy and that shit's not coming off ever.
I mean, I like where your head's at. I don't know. It just sounds unfeasible, or ultimately it would just be defeated anyway, just with a knife or scissors or something.
What if we didn't use a banner and we stenciled a piece of metal and then put the metal over the freeway and then we welded the piece of metal to the fence?
I mean, that definitely would work.
That was actually a thought I've had for so long. Fuck these banners. What if we just welded a banner or some, welded our message so it was permanent in public? they need a diamond saw to get rid of it,
And also, I think as far as making shit permanent, I mean, there's already, you know, like we were talking that railroad bridge in Tacoma, or there's big concrete walls next to highways, like just roll up turbo cans and just fucking use banner stencils and roll out, and it'd probably take about as long, and then you have to paint over the whole fucking banner versus cut it down.
Yeah. Anyhow, I'm not keen on really going to those links. Yeah, moving forward, does anyone else have any criticisms of the activism that we did, or want to comment on anything that we particularly did well?
I have another suggestion. Welding blankets. You can't cut those with a knife. They're made out of fiberglass, and they're really hard to cut with just a regular razor or a knife. You'd probably break a razor trying to cut a fiberglass blanket, as far as I know. So, you know, we could try that. A fiberglass blanket is cheap. You can buy them, you know, from, like, basically any store. They're probably about the same price as what you're buying right now with just cloth. And they'd be way stronger. And they'd be much harder to cut with a knife. I don't even know if you could.
Fiberglass blanket. Then what? Do grommets and then like metal zip ties?
Right. Yeah. And if you wanted to, we could, like I would just have to show you what I have in mind with the whole metal thing, but, it would be pretty straightforward. I can cut out the metal into the shape of the banner. It's, you know, within like, you know, trying to reach towards kind of like cover the top of it where the actual zip ties are. And it would, you know, it would be, you know, very, very strongly secured on there. Not only that, the sheet metal couldn't really come off the blanket anyways, because, you know, you have the actual ties on there too, tying them both together, because there's a hole through the actual blanket and the metal. So even if it were to, there's just no way it could fall off because it's all tied together and glued together.
I'm looking at some fire retardant blankets.
Those are, and,
they have like 10-foot ones. If there's any bigger ones. They look like they're $40 at the most. The only issue, though, is that when the city workers come and tear this stuff down, they have every tool imaginable in that truck. Nothing is stopping them.
Yeah, but that comes to when the city workers actually come. Like, how often do they actually come?
I don't know. I don't hang around and watch who tears down our banners. But I'm pretty sure it's Washington State Department of Transportation, or a city is called. Someone calls the cops. They're like, oh, my goodness, something is flying over the freeway. Libtards or Antifa has gotten two of ours before.
Well, I think we should seriously consider it. Fiberglass blankets. Now I'm thinking
it would only. My point is, it would only be effective in an area where a city worker wouldn't tear it down. Okay, if it was somewhere that wasn't over necessarily a public street, if we put it somewhere else.
Well, don't you think it would take a while
for huge overpass?
Get out there, you know, bureaucrats are slow.
I don't know. I've seen them gone within a couple hours.
Well, a couple hours average is longer than the ones that we just did.
Well, those are probably up for a couple hours.
Dude, what? Some of those are only up for like 10 minutes.
You go back and look after 10 minutes? How do you know?
Well, I guess you're right. I mean, there was a pretty long gap in between when we were coming back and when we put it up. But we drove
past. We were gone for a few hours, so I'm going to estimate that they were up, you know, an hour, 2 hours at the most. Now, I've seen some that have stayed up already a week or most of the day. Ugh, all night. doing them at night. They usually stay up all night. So it's just kind of a matter of how many eyes see you put it up. Because I think that's when people call it in, is if they see us put it up and it's like busy and being really flashy. So if it's done like early in the morning while it's still dark, or it's done at night, it has a chance of literally just staying there until eventually some liberal comes and tears it down.
Right, but some liberal can't come and tear it down if it's got metal.
Because metal reinforcement. No one's going to call it down. No one's going to call it in. So my point is, we would only want to use a banner that is harder to tear down if we were going to put a banner up at a specific time and location where it would not get torn down by the city immediately. So that's part of it.
My reason for this thought process is that, seriously, some disheveled old native dude can come over and just tear that shit down within, like, a couple hours. I mean, it's way too easy. You know, try to get a disheveled old native man to tear down something that has metal reinforcement and metal, you know, bonding. It's not going to be able to do it.
Hey, any other suggestions, ideas? No one else has anything to say for all the banner drops we did, penciling we did.
It's pretty quick.
What was quick?
Got up 4 banners in what, like 3 or 4 hours in fucking all different cities?
Yeah. Which that reminds me, I need to finish the mega folder. I got everything downloaded on my computer. Anything else? Anyone? What could have gone better? What was one thing that has particularly stuck out to you? We could have done better.
Well, you already pointed out the logistical timing. That was the only thing that really stuck out to me. That was just a really long day. I mean, I'm pretty sure we were all up for more than a day, you know?
Okay, moving forward. I want everyone... each other accountable, and we keep track of each other's progress. And I would like everyone here to get a workout plan. If you do not have a workout plan, I want you to message Tyler Washington. I talked to our fitness team, and they only are interested in helping people who are really needing to join this overweight channel. But all you guys aren't looking necessarily at just ass, obese, weight loss, right?
I'm up for weight.
We can help you in that regard. So I want all of you to all send me your plan, sort of. I wish it was a little bit more detailed, like the actual reps and sets and exercises you do, et cetera. But I want that all to be ran through with Tyler, and I want everyone here to be fit. All be Chads. Because it is imposing when we go out and we do activism and we're all just a bunch of beefy guys. That, and I want my network to be the biggest network. I want our network to look so good that people don't know who the boss is. Love that quote.
I like that idea.
Anyone have any questions regarding physical fitness?
We should don't know. We should do more of what we did down at SeaTac. That was awesome.
Yeah, I did say that we were doing a fitness day on it was October 2nd. Good. So I should just put everything in the planning chat. Oh, and also, everyone here needs a gym membership. Whether you buy an at-home gym, that's cool. It's definitely more of an incentive to get after it. But everyone here at least needs access to a gym, needs to be lifting, needs to be doing cardio. I don't care if you're one of those guys who's like, oh, dude, cardio is not based. When you're in a fight, you're getting the shit kicked out of you and you're out of breath, all those big muscles don't mean fucking shit if you're out of breath, all right? There's a reason why the greatest militaries in the world do extensive cardio training. You're solid. So who here does not have, like, a solid training program?
I mean, I've got a home gym, or home workout room, so.
That's not what I asked.
Well, yeah, but I was just, okay.
You guys all have a solid workout routine? On day one, you do max bench, incline bench, tricep extension, overhead press, lateral raises, push, pull, legs, etc.
I'll send you a detailed one.
Yeah, I just do split full body. Are you guys journaling your workouts, writing down everything you do?
No, no.
Yes.
I probably should.
You definitely need to start doing that.
So, yeah, everyone submit to me your routine, your plans, and all of you need a journal in which you are logging all the workouts that you do. Both Tyler and I have workout logs. You know, we detail, like, I put down the date, time, then I put what group I'm working on. So, like, I just did legs, so I put down legs, and then below that, the first exercise I did was squats, and so I wrote down every set I did, and the amount of weight I did, and the amount of reps I did, and I did about 10 sets. Different sets varied between reps, and then I moved on to calf raises, and I listed calf raises I did. And I had to get on Mumble. So I do abs. And I just write abs. And I snag a new ab video on YouTube and follow along. And that's just what I do. I know various ab exercises, but I just like to work out with Jeff. Jeff Cavalier, athletenext.com. He's great. He has tons of advice and knowledge on YouTube to perfect all of your lifting and advice and how to fix this pain and that pain. Pretty solid, dude. So the logging is good because when, let's say you go a while and you don't work out and then you come back and you pick up that log, can see the last time you worked out and you're like, damn, I haven't done anything in like 5 days, man. And you feel like a piece of shit. So you start getting after it again. And it helps keep you motivated. You know, it's like anything else in life. You know, you should write down goals. You guys don't have a calendar or a planner where you like write down a goal. No, you're just kind of wandering aimlessly through life without goals, you know, that helps you establish a feeling of purpose. So, and lifting will help do that. You guys all get a much better physique and you feel better about yourself. That's a huge reason why people come to this organization, is because they want to better themselves. And one thing that this network has been completely lacking in is just physical fitness. And that's all been because of my own self, because I haven't been making us do all the fitness. I've been falling short on that. And I think it'd be good if we all are keeping track of all the workouts we do, all the exercise, and we should meet up once a month. We can do it more than that by any means. And you guys should snag in partners near you. Someone is close by, you know, a half hour away. You guys should be meeting up, you know, twice a week and working out. Like Clark and Jack, you know, you guys could be working out. I know Jack's not here. You guys are close. Tyler and Ethan. I don't know how close Vincent is to the two of you. I think he's a little further away. But, you know, two of you could start working out. We had an Enum Claw guy. I was trying to drag him over to work out with him. But, yeah, he was – oh, that's what happened to Grant Washington, by the way. He's 16, so it's why he quit. And he messaged me and said, hey, man, you know, the reason I actually quit is because I'm underage. I turn 17 next month. Will you still let me back in? Like, yeah, sure, man, just reapply next month. But anyhow, anyone have anything to say about that, physical fitness? Journals, gym membership.
Once I'm driving, I'm down for working out with anybody within my nearby vicinity. You know, probably, you know, I'll even have some of the guys near Seattle.
I was going to say Seattle is not too far away from me, so it'd probably be the closest if I'm coming down towards Tyler's neighborhood. That'd be convenient for me.
Tyler has a pretty solid gym to get you guys into going to. That's up to Tyler, though.
Are we talking home gym or something else?
I have a gym membership, but I'm also going to get a bench, an adjustable bench, so I can pretty much complete my home gym. But the gym membership I have, you guys don't need to sign up or anything. I can just bring you in and we can lift. There's almost never anybody there.
Yes, I get a Titan rack.
A what?
A Titan rack. They're pretty cheap and they're pretty solid. You know, unless you're like throwing 1,000 pounds around. Yeah, they hold up good.
I like my squat stands just fine. I really only need a bench for benching. That's about it.
I prefer the safety of the rack. I was doing some squats in your living room, and I was like, I don't really like this.
You just got to learn how to bail and know your limits.
Yeah.
There's pros and cons. I just prefer squatting outside of a rack anyway, because I usually when I squat in a rack, I squat pretty low, so I'll hit the pins if I don't set them right.
All right, does anyone have anything else to say about that? Aside from Charles, does anyone else have anything to say about that? No? Okay, moving forward. Unfortunate Jack is not here, because this would be the perfect time plan what the plan is next weekend. So who here wants to make a plan for next weekend. Seeing as Jack is not doing his job.
Well, when I brought it up to him, he was completely unaware that he was supposed to plan anything. So I was
going to... Yeah, I know he was because he forgot.
Okay. Well, I was going to maybe plan an activity up north if guys wanted to go camping and do a hike. I thought we could do, because we're not going to have clear weather for too much longer. I'd like to go climb maybe an easier but challenging mountain like White Chuck Mountain up around Darrington. I know a really nice private camp spot by a river. We could do some bushcraft stuff and hang out and then go climb a mountain. It's not mountaineering like ropes or anything, but there's definitely some steep rocks that we'll have to traverse. Get up there, summit, get some good photos, leave a sticker in the summit book, and maybe some flyers. And yeah, get everybody comfortable with the heights.
All right, make it happen. Who is available and wants to come do this action? Tyler, how long is it going to take?
The hike itself, I mean, the climb itself really
is... the whole action.
Okay. So we would leave, everybody would need to get the campsite Friday, and we'll climb Saturday, and we can camp out Saturday, and everyone can boogie home Sunday morning.
Okay, so everyone needs to drive there after work on Friday with all their camping gear ready, tent, sleeping bag, whatever gear you can come up with, and then head straight up there after work.
Let me write it up and get a head count and see how many people would be interested in going, but that's what I would like to do.
Yep. And if you're not getting a big head count, maybe work out a plan B.
Yeah, if people didn't want to camp, if you were willing to get going early enough, the climb would be very close to the campsite, which is convenient, but if you just wanted to do the climb, you could meet up with us Saturday morning, and we could all just go do the climb. If you didn't feel like camping Friday night, you could come out Saturday, do the climb, and stay Saturday if you wanted, but it's up to you.
I'm hands off. This is all you guys. I'm going to be out of town.
I'm just Charles.
Well, I'll write something up tomorrow and get it out to everybody. And then...
Well, let's get a head count. Who's interested?
Yeah, who's at least interested?
Tyler, you need to write that down.
I am willing to go to everything. Always.
All right, one person.
Ben.
I'll be at the Southwest end.
Don't consider me one person, though, because I don't even have a car to drive. I mean, I do. I don't like this.
Clark Washington messaged me and said that he is down at work. It's just kind of loud.
Who's down?
Clark.
Marcus?
Clark Washington.
Oh, Clark Washington. Okay.
What about Ethan?
No.
No?
No, it's going to take the weekend off.
You got to do an action. You got to go do a sticker run. You got to do something. You got to do activism every week.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll do stickers and flyers or whatever, but I was just going to take the weekend off. as far as like big shit like that, I don't know. I just, because we did, you know, Mount Rainier hike all weekend, and then like since then it's like 8 hours plus, like Ellensburg banner drop, me, Vincent Clark making banners did a banner drop, then we just did all those banner drops and stenciling yesterday. So I was just gonna take a weekend off, chill with the family, and you know, just take a breather and then get back into it.
Okay, so I'll need to wait to hear from Jack and whomever else.
Jack would be down for that. It just depends if he has time from work or not. I don't think he has weekends off. Anything you want to talk about in regarding to the action next weekend?
Me?
You or anyone else that wants to have any questions or concerns?
No, I'll make up a gear list. I'll get in touch. I'll reach out to Jack and put it in the Northwest Day planning. We'll get to figuring. I'll have to say, though, I won't know 100%. So Tuesday, I got summoned for jury duty. I should get dismissed. But if I get called to trial, I do not know what my days are going to look like, and it might fuck me for a Friday. But I'll still do all the planning, and we're going to anticipate that I'm going to get dismissed and everything. We'll work out so we can go up, have a good time this weekend.
So what if you aren't available Friday, and let's say you guys can't make a camping thing out of it? Can you do something different? Can you just do a day hike somewhere?
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Okay, and since both our photographers are going to be gone, someone's going to have to take some somewhat decent pictures and video.
I'll probably bring the girlfriend along, because if I go climbing or something, she's going to demand on going to, and so she'd be happy to do all the photography. Plus it'd be nice to have her, because she'll do all the cooking and shit for us. So
okay. Might have to make Thomas make her an official member. You take her on a sticker run, see what she thinks.
I'm sure she'd be game. I mean, she took some of the photos of, you know, of those stickers in front of the mountains and stuff, and helped me with all that. So anything I want to do, she's 100% supportive of me and this organization. She knows all about it and what we're up to. So
cool. I'm sure meeting all of us helped a lot.
Yeah, she liked you guys a lot.
I just wish I could talk to her a bit more, but it was pretty busy.
Yeah.
Like a nice girl, man. You got a good one.
Yeah, she's pretty funny. She's super anti-vaccine and mask mandate. She was open carrying in the QFC with no mask on, and just, yeah, no bullshit with her.
That's based. Mine keeps like straight putting up hers on, because she doesn't want a confrontation. Like, super against all this mandate vax bullshit.
She got into a big confrontation with some stupid little manager. Or not manager, like checkout girl at REI about wearing a mask. She's like, no, I'm not wearing a mask. Go get your manager.
Go get the wave driver.
That's right. The little gal's like, you're making me uncomfortable. Like, that's not my problem. Go get your manager.
Yeah, I walked into Goodwill, and this manager lady immediately like made eye contact with me. Immediately came up and was like, sir, you can't be in here unless you have a mask. And I was like, oh, really? Like, that's the thing again? She's like, yeah, you need to have your mask. And I was like, oh, well, I don't have a mask. And then I was like, is it going to be that big of a deal? And she's like, yes, you need to wear a mask. It's a state mandate. I was like, why? Like, because there's a pandemic. I was like, well, okay, well, do you have a mask I can wear? And she, like, angrily, like, found a drawer and gave me a mask out of, like, her five masks she had in the drawer. And I was like, cool, thank you. I really appreciate it. She just stared at me blankly. And then I walked over to a trash can, wrinkled it up, put it in the trash can, and then I walked out of the store and told her to have a nice day. I do a little trolling. I do a little trolling.
The Frank Castle grind set.
All right. So I don't have anything else for you guys other than that. Just get something done when I'm gone. Make me happy. And yeah, that concludes all the important parts of this meeting. If you guys want to stay and hang out and talk, feel free to do so.
John, we need to talk in a meeting room, like, 3.
Okay.
All right, go, guys. Got some evening plans with the lady, but I'll catch you all later. You have a good night.
Right on, bro. Have a good time.
All right, bro. I'll catch you later.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, I got to do some more. Go to bed, so peace, bro.